Hello, I'm Jonathan Renwick, and I'd like to start out by saying that I'm not a green crab, and this is not a concept. I stand before you today as a worm harvester of over 40 years' experience, a lobster fisherman, and the presiding president of the Goolsboro Clam Committee. Experience in these endeavors provides me with an uncommon insight into what is actually taking place here today. We're here today presiding over the beginning of the end of an industry as we know it. The control of the mudflats and the resources within those flats is about to be handed to just a few people. The control of all types of harvesting within the intertidal zone will be awarded to any town that has a clam ordinance. This bill may have been presented as a clam enhancement bill or even a clam conservation bill, but the simple fact is it's about ownership of the mud. You'll be saying with the passage of this bill that any town that has a clam ordinance also owns the rights to control the harvest of any other marine species within those same flats. After all, harvesting those other species, the clam resource, right? Sounds like a reasonable idea. Wrong. Even the clam flats within those flats are a resource owned by the state of Maine to be controlled and managed for the good of all the citizens of the state. Many people will tell you that the state's foray down the Clam Highway with the towns has been a great success. Try asking people from a neighboring town with no mud flats their own opinion. Many of these towns had clam diggers that were suddenly denied the right to harvest when the town laws went into effect. They were disenfranchised. The same fate now awaits the worm harvesters. As a marine worm harvester, I've traveled the coast of Maine many times searching for the best worming. I've never been pigeonholed into an area where I was forced with the prospect of over-harvesting or overturning the mud in order to pay my bills. I've always traveled to find more and better digging. I can see that this fate awaits me now, trapped, being boxed in. I can tell you that a few times in my career I have been confronted and threatened with bodily harm and even death by clam harvesters that also needed to harvest worms. Their tirades against me always included, "Why are you digging my mud? Aren't there any worms in your town?" These threats usually include slashed tires, sugared gas tanks, beatings, and being shot. Can you members of the legislature, committee members, and DMS staff imagine the consequences of putting the fate of other taxpaying citizens into the hands of people that think like this? I've been down this road before as a lobster fisherman. I've been to the meetings and watched as control of a tremendously expanding biomass has been given to the hands of a few people. The rule changes made in state did much to cement the rights of the resource into the hands of a few people, and I'm a lobster fisherman. I'm one of them. The list of broken promises made to people who got into the so-called apprentice program gets longer every year. If you don't believe me, ask anyone on the waiting list that has endured 3 and 4 rule changes while waiting to get their license after finishing the apprentice program. And they certainly watch the years slip away. As the presiding president of the Goolsboro Clam Committee, I realize that all changes in access to the resources other than clams will be made only in regard to the welfare of the controlling town's harvesters. The fox will literally be guarding the henhouse. The fact is, if the state wants to go down this road with the towns that have clam ordinances, it can be done experimentally in 1 or 2 places by state regulation without the far-reaching effects of passing an ill-conceived law. This would allow the state, in fairness to all affected, to gauge the real intentions of the law, as well as to see some of the further-reaching unintended consequences of this law. The state is already doing this in the town of Goolsboro. The state has given control of the intertidal mudflats to the Clam Committee in regards to mussel dragging. Has anyone in committee done any research, asked any questions of the state in regards to how this is working? Would the state recommend giving the same power to every clam ordinance town? If not, why not? And has anyone sponsoring this bill asked a mussel dragger to see how they feel about the process that we're embarking on here? This leads us to a few questions for your consideration. Number one is, where does the Marine Advisory Council, you people, stand in regards to this legislation. We already know where the chief of the DMS stands. What scientific evidence has been used to justify this change? Not the green crab change, the marine worm digging change. Did the legislatures who proposed this bill sit down and talk with people from both sides of the issue? No, you've heard they talked with the claim committees in the towns. Not a lot of worm diggers, except for maybe the worm diggers within that town that dig worms when they closed off to clamming by red tide or depletion of flats or whatever, because clam diggers are worm diggers too. Are there any safeguards in the bill to allow for change if unforeseen consequences prove as adverse as I believe they'll be, and will the state allow add-ons to the bill, which will allow towns to sell licenses, town licenses, for worm harvesting? Who gets these licenses and how many? Because I can't explain to you how it's handled for clam diggers. There are probably many other questions, but I'll leave you with this final thought. Any bill that does not provide for equal representation and equal protection under the law for all the people that the law affects should not even be considered. I personally, in the terms of the Marine Advisory Council, give this bill my own. It ought not to pass. Thank you for your time and your thoughtful consideration of these issues.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Question, Senator Johnson.
Thank you. You raised at the beginning the legislation. It was a regular print copy of the bill. Have you seen the proposed amendment?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And because it seemed as though some of your comments are in relation to the town's authority that isn't present in that amendment. It would be a state decision.
If the state petitions the town...
Well, it's the other way around. The town petitions the state.
If the town petitions the state, right. If the town petitions the state to shut off an area to women, and they meet whatever criteria that the state comes up with, mm-hmm. that petition is in regards to the welfare of the clam diggers, not representing the worm diggers at all. And I have handled this process two or three times with the mussel draggers, actually twice, with one mussel dragging outfit. And I can tell you that within the town of Gouldsboro, the dragging of mussels on the intertidal flats has been effectively eliminated. There has been one outfit that has petitioned, and the only reason why they received a permit from the state, from the town through the state, was because they agreed to drag the mussels off, not do any washing, put them on immediately onto a badge and take them out of town. The regular commercial mussel harvesters will not even approach the town to ask for a permit.
So,
they're so mad.
If I might ask, because I think that the mussel is not...
circumstances.
Well, it's not what this is being proposed in this legislation, but in any case, there was discussion of the green crab as a challenge. It eats both.
Yes.
How do you feel about fencing being placed in an area to try to protect that resource and get some resurgence of the, you know, the population levels,
both
worms and clams?
There is no way that I, as a responsible worm digger, who also represent clam diggers, would even dream about bothering fencing or tearing up nets or anything else. And any issue that is confronted that way should be a violation handled by the Marine Patrol without the benefit of exclusionary favoritism in a bill, in a law. Doesn't need to happen.
So I'd like to, if I might ask a little, one more, go a little further on that line and understand your thoughts. So if an area is fenced off to keep predators out, we're trying to get recovery. If we've got a low population of worms, a low population of clams, you know, either or both, how do you feel about not allowing clamming or worming in that area so that both of those can recover more quickly?
I feel that it is not a mute issue. It is a mute issue, and I'll tell you this is why. A professional worm digger will not harvest worms in an area where there aren't worms to dig. You might go there, you might try it, but you will not continue to dig it for nothing, and you will not dig a flat over and over the same mud within a three-week period like was presented to you earlier. You'll dig that mud once, you'll set over and dig fresh mud every day. When that is dug, you will leave for at least a month or 2 months while the mud flats settle, and then you might go back and try it if you did really good there. But if you didn't do really good there, you're going to be somewhere else in the state digging worms. Bloodwormers are migratory, just like the worms that we follow, and we go all over the state to do it.
Representative Devitt.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Is it Mr. Renwick?
Yes.
Mr. Renwick, I really appreciate your testimony. It was very colorful and it was very enlightening, and I think that you brought up a few good points. The clamors, I have recognized that there's a problem out there on the flats. And they believe that part of that problem is related to green crabs. And they're proposing a way to deal with that. Mm-hmm. My question is, are the wormers willing to sit down and say, hey, there is problems on the flats? And I'm not calling them clam flats, I'm not calling them worm flats, I'm saying flats, period.
Exactly.
All right? Yes. So, are the wormers willing to, like the clamors, sit down and say, look, we're having problems in the flats. Let's put our heads together and try to come up with a solution or come up with some things that we can try or do that will mitigate those impacts?
Yes.
Are you, as a wormer and representing other wormers, willing to
yes.
put the effort that the clamors have done?
Definitely.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh. Representative Dickerson.